SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. The U.S. strikes Venezuela and says its leader has been captured and flown out of the country. Correspondent Luke Garrett reports.
Multiple explosions and low-flying aircraft were seen in Caracas in the early hours of Saturday morning. Maduro's government immediately accused the U.S. of an imperialist attack on civilian and military installations. U.S. President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social that Maduro had been, along with his wife, captured and flown out of the country. He added that the operation was done in conjunction with U.S. law enforcement.
President Trump says Venezuelan President Maduro was using his role in Venezuela to run a criminal enterprise.
As alleged in the indictment, he personally oversaw the vicious cartel known as Cartel de las Soles, which flooded our nation with lethal poison responsible for the deaths of countless Americans.
The FAA has banned U.S. commercial flights in Venezuela airspace over ongoing military activity. BBC correspondent Will Grant reports on the first reaction from the Venezuelan regime.
We know that the Venezuelan government has issued a state of emergency, as you would expect. They have put out a statement in which they say they energetically and fully reject and decry and denounce the actions which they firm. They place firmly at the feet of Washington.
Swiss authorities say they have opened an investigation into the managers of the bar where a fire at a New Year's party left 40 people dead. A prosecutor said Saturday they are suspected of involuntary homicide, involuntary bodily harm, and involuntary causing a fire. This is SRN News. Is your toddler on social media?
According to a new study from the British government, nearly 40% of kids between the ages of 3 and 5 years old in the United Kingdom are on social media platforms regularly. We're talking about the big platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Snapchat. This report lands amidst growing concerns in the UK and the US and elsewhere about the harm social media is doing to teenagers, let alone kids who might not even be potty trained yet. Michael Harrington reporting.
British conservatives are calling for a human rights activist to be stripped of his citizenship over past social media posts containing anti-Semitic language. The leaders of the conservative and reform parties also want Ala Abed El Fattah deported following the discovery of the tweets. The activist has apologized for the posts while also claiming that they were taken out of context. This is SRN News. A close call for a cold dog.
Firefighters in Rhode Island have rescued a yellow Labrador named Phoenix on New Year's Day after the poor little pup fell through an ice-covered pond. As the dog was struggling in the icy water, first responders donned ice rescue units to save him, and then both Phoenix and the rescue team were safely brought back to shore. Fire department declared it a very successful first call of 2026. Jason Walker reporting.
Bulgaria is welcoming a new year and a new currency. The nation of 6.4 million is Southwestern Europe will become the 21st member of the shared euro currency on January 1st. It means deeper integration with the European Union and smoother trade, travel, and investments. It's something the Bulgarian government has for years pressed for. More details, srnnews.com.